But a Cathay Pacific jet that took off from Perth just before midnight last night was forced to land in Bali after reports of a fire in one of the engines. Let's go straight to one of the passengers on board who is from Perth. He's a Perth performer by the name of Joel Serner. He was on his way to Hong Kong and then New York when the drama started to unfold. Joel, thanks very much for your time. I know you're in Bali at the moment, mate. What happened? Take us through it.
Well, mid-flight, heard a loud bang and the plane started to shake. All the lights went out and looked to the window and we just seen some flames and some sparks. The wing and the motor was on fire.
What?
So,
I'm sort of sitting here shaking myself just thinking about it. What was going on board then?
Well, surprisingly, a lot of people, I mean, it was a midnight red-eye flight, so a lot of people were asleep. They did get woken up. There was a few people that were pretty shaken. You know, some of them just didn't know what was going on. They just woke up. But, yeah, a few of us just didn't have time to react. We just had to sort of snap into it and look after those ones next to us. I mean, the girl next to me started freaking out and crying, so just try and calm everyone down and had to do what we had to do.
Did you have a sense of where you were when that was happening, your location?
No, I quickly jumped on because we had the screens in front of us to see the location, and it wasn't that far off from Bali. And then they announced over the radio that they have lost power to one of the engines. I mean, all the lights went off and then we lost all power to everything and they announced that we're doing emergency landing in Bali.
How long did this all play out for? Can you? I know it's hard when you're in amongst it. Time seems to sort of either fly or stall. What was it feeling like to you?
It felt like a long time. I mean, yeah, from the moment of the bang and then the plane shake and then losing power and the flames, that was just it was a scary sight. I mean, I reckon it would have gone for probably, I don't know, a good few minutes.
And
So
how long before you were on the ground?
10 minutes, I think.
10 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. And for that,
eventually the flames came. You know, flames went out. And then the staff were just running down the aisle with their torches and then trying to get everyone sorted.
So what was the sense of the passengers? Did they feel everything was under control? Okay, you had an emergency, no doubt about it, a mid-air emergency, but was there still a sense that, okay, it's going to be all right? Were you fingers crossed?
A lot of people were thinking that, but then obviously there were the ones that weren't, so they were shaking and crying. There was a few screams. But as soon as we landed, as we were coming down to the runway, we could see the emergency cars, there was the ambulance and all that. They were all pulling up and their lights were flashing. And as soon as we touched down and landed, there was just a big applause from all of us from the pilot.
Where were you heading, Joel? What were you doing?
We were supposed to be going to Hong Kong and then flying to New York. But now that's all, it's all been mixed up.
All right.
So we're just here now trying to sort out, alternative flights, but it's proven to be a bit difficult.
When you did land on the tarmac there in Bali, what happened? Did they bring in the slides? I mean, how did you actually evacuate the plane?
We evacuated normally. Once we landed, we were actually told that we have to wait while they organise a few things. They said they've got a few options they need to organise, and we actually were stuck sitting there for about 2 hours.
What?
Before we could even get off, yeah.
On the plane? The plane that's just caught fire?
Yep.
Okay.
We were stuck sitting there for about 2 hours until we could actually get off the plane.
That must have been very stressful, I would have thought.
Well, we couldn't see the flames anymore, so we were hoping that it was all good.
What were you saying to the people around you that were... I mean, you're sounding like you managed to keep reasonably calm, but what were you saying to people that weren't?
Especially the girl that's next to me, Michaela. I was just letting her know it'll be all right. You know, she had a fear of flying as it is, so this doesn't really... Yeah, it doesn't really help at all. She just grabbed my hand and closed her eyes and squeezed it tight, and I just, just told her to breathe and keep calm, and everything will be all right.
And it was all right. But have you had any explanation yet as to what went wrong? Any sort of level of communication? Are they telling you much?
No. The pilot was good. I mean, it was straightforward, and he told us, look, we've lost power to the engine. We are only running off one engine at the moment. We will be doing an emergency stop. But yeah, everything else, yeah, the lack of communication here is a bit appalling. But
you got family back. You got family back here. They all know you're okay.
Yeah, I've been getting tagged in stuff all morning. Channel 9 News trying to contact me, and yeah, everyone's tagging me and things.
All right, well, you are okay. And how many people were you travelling with?
In my group, there is 6 of us.
All right, and everyone's okay. You just got to try and figure out, well, how are you going to feel getting back on a plane, mate? You've got to keep going, or are you going to come back?
No, I'm fine. I'll keep going.
On to New York.
When your time's up, your time's up. But yeah, yep. Well, I think they were saying that we might have to go elsewhere first, but yeah, eventually we'll get there.
All right. Well, thanks very much for bringing us such an insight into what went on, and I'm glad that everyone's okay in the end.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Joel.